Hello.
Hi, my name is Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, and in terms of when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary elections coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Ovid and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Now tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Victoria Nieve Criado.
Neutral. Middle, whatever that is.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Planned Parenthood.
Very, very favorable.
Okay. Ronald Gutierrez.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Colin Ovid.
Very favorable.
Jasmine Simon.
Somewhat favorable.
Nathan Johnson.
Somewhat favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Very favorable.
Ron Kirk.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And Clay Jenkins.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. In the Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care more about, care the most? Which is the most important in the Democratic candidate to address? Guns, sensible guns, sales, law requiring red flag, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and working rights. Abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Or education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religion schools and not increase teachers' pay.
Abortion.
Thank you. And what is the next most important issue? Guns?
Voting rights.
Voting rights? Okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message?
Oh, that sounds like, that question sounds like it was written specifically to get the answer that you want. the second one, the one with the best shot of winning.
Okay, thank you. Please read each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not have any impact in your opinion. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Does this lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your vote?
Does not impact my vote.
Okay. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
That may have an impact.
Okay, definitely vote for her, probably vote for her.
Let's go probably on that one.
Okay. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
That wouldn't have an impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dogs Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
That probably won't have an impact on my voting.
Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
That probably won't have an impact on my decision.
Okay. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City.
Oh, no, that won't have an impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and business.
That will probably have an impact on my voting.
Okay. Yeah. Would you probably vote for her?
Yes, based on that issue.
Jasmine Simon is a successful partner to one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
That probably will not have an impact on my voting.
Okay, so does this definitely make you vote for her, probably vote, or does it have an impact?
Does not have an impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Where did I read that? It says, Jasmine is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who work to protect jobs by defending some of the American's largest companies against merit lawsuits.
Will not have an
will not have
an impact.
Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem solving approach.
Will not have an impact.
Okay. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with the broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
That would cause me to probably vote yes.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made successful, the child of an immigrant parent who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living in the American dream.
That would probably cause me to vote for yes.
Okay. In the last one, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
That will not affect my decision to vote.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic
Party. Yeah, I know who she is. I've met her.
Okay. Liz's top issue includes restoring reproductive rights, advocating the common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative states about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg, which calls you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Liz Ginsburg, Ginsburg losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, where other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's stronger and more viable candidate against the Republicans today. That discussion,
wow.
You definitely vote against, probably vote against, or doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a big-money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
It doesn't matter.
Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin in 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic Party primary if you have to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position successful Democrats candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Abortion rights.
Thank you. Not just a few questions for classification purposes. Can you please tell me your age range between 1839-4054?
69.
Thank you. What is the last grade that you have completed in school? 0 to 11 grade.
A master's degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I'll call you the rest of your night. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye.